Hey there, I am your host, Mandy Trapp, and you are listening to the Waking Up Human podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring the complexities of the human experience. From the biggest questions of existence to the smallest moments of daily life, it's here that we will dive into the depths of what it means to be alive and to be conscious. Join us as we explore the many facets of being human, from the science of the mind and the body to the art of living a meaningful life. And so whether you consider yourself a philosopher, a scientist, or just a curious person looking for some deeper understanding, I know you'll find something here to enjoy in this podcast. So sit back, relax, and let's wake up together. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Waking Up Human podcast. I am your host, Mandy Trapp. And this is a fun little segment that I like to call Ask Mandy. And I have been a teacher in the health and wellness industry for 25 years, and man, do I get a lot of questions. And so what better way to begin answering some of those questions than publicly? And no, I'm not going to publicly humiliate the people who wrote these questions into me, but what I've recognized over the years is a trend. And that just as much as we are different, or we think that we are so different from one another, that in fact, we are much more similar than we are different. And I trust that as you listen to these questions and maybe a few of my answers, that you're going to find some gold in this for you. So think of me as your spiritual soul sister, your soulful mama, somebody who might not know everything, but I definitely know a few things. And so this question that came in today goes a little bit like this. Dear Mandy, I hope that you're okay with me sending you this message, as I just came across your teachings and I felt compelled to reach out. I saw that you were leading a 21-day manifestation challenge, and so I signed up. And in true transparency, I got stuck after the very first session and I have not gone back. The part that I am struggling with is not the wishing for what I want, but it's in the letting go of what I know that I have to get there. My marriage has been over for a very long time and we both know it. But it's like neither one of us wants to admit it to the other. We are still friends and I care for him a lot, but we have been living as roommates for longer than we ever did as a loving and romantic couple. And it's that I want so badly, but I know that I can't have it with him. So here I am, a 55-year-old woman who has not been single for 30 years. I feel like I'm suffering because of the inner conflict between knowing the experience that I want to have, but then also being scared to death of starting over. Thank you for any word of advice that you are willing to share. So thank you to this beautiful, brave soul for writing this in. I want to begin by saying that whoever you are, wherever you are listening to this right now, is that I know that chances are there is a place in your life right now where you're also either fully and completely in the starting over, or you're sitting in this very interesting gray area, straddling the freshness and the newness and the excitement of being re-inspired. Maybe it's a new job, a new career, a new relationship, a new home, a new idea. And we straddle that and then somewhere between just recognizing that it's not working for us anymore and that it's probably time, or maybe it's been time for a long time, to let that go. But here you are, right? And so for wherever you are, there's four really key lessons that I wanted to share with you that have worked, I will say, for me in my life, is that this is wisdom that I've kind of gleaned and gathered from some of my teachings and I think just some of my own experiences along the way that hopefully they can help. And the first thing that I want to say is just to take a moment, and if you're not outside, if at all possible, look outside. Look outside and pay attention to what season you're currently in. Are you in winter? Are you in the spring, the summer, the fall? Do you notice the difference as you look at the trees or as you look at the ground, maybe even the water around you? Maybe even notice the difference in the animals and the habits of the people. What you begin to recognize very quickly is that everything outside of you within nature works in these beautiful revolutions. And that whether we look at the seasons as these kind of greater, more 12-month cycles, or we can even look at some of the, I'll call them the finer cycles of the sun that happens over a 24-hour period, or of the moon that happens over a 28-day period, is that we have these cycles and these rhythms that are inherent within nature. And you, my beautiful friend, are part of nature. And whatever word you want to use for that beautiful creative force outside of you, and maybe you call it nature, maybe you call it God, creator, spirit, universe, it doesn't matter to me what you choose to call it. I'm going to call it spirit for today, is that spirit has a purpose in the creation of everything on this planet. And again, that includes you. So there is a purpose for the snow, even if you don't like it. There is a purpose for the heat, even if you don't like it. There is a purpose in the way that it helps and just supports all of the life on this planet. And what happens when things become overgrown, or when we begin to stunt the growth, or we try as human beings to manage and to control all of those elements within nature? It's disaster, right? It's a complete imbalance. And we see this in all of the ways that, you know, floods happen on the planet, and, you know, earthquakes we say are so destructive, you know, of homes and properties, when really, as humans, should we have built on those fault lines? I'm not really sure that we should have. But sometimes we can get very disconnected as humans, and we can almost lean into a bit of arrogance, right? Thinking that we have the power and the capacity to control what's happening outside of ourselves. When I promise you that there is a divine order, and that nature is the highest part of that order. And so whether you want to admit it or not, is that there are seasons that are taking place within you. It's what's governing the growth and the development of your body, the growth and development of your mind. It's what governs and controls the way that your relationships come and go and grow in your life. And so when you are experiencing that pain and that suffering of not feeling fulfilled and not feeling happy, is that you are out of sync with everything that nature is trying to do, right? And don't forget, you are nature. And so the mind is taking you completely outside of what feels inherent and natural and nurturing to you. And so we already know, we can feel it in every little cell in our body when certain experiences and certain relationships have expired, right? Just like the smelly ass milk in your fridge, we know when it's time to throw it out. And yet how many of you look at those expired labels or those old leftovers in your fridge and you think, you know what, I'm going to get to that tomorrow, right? I'm not doing or not taking care of this today. And yet it is a reminder every single time you open the fridge that, oh my God, that is still sitting there. And it's sitting there and it's taking up space, right? So when we begin to reconnect our rhythms and our awareness to the very fact that we are part of something that is so much bigger and so much greater than us, is that we can begin to embrace the idea of starting over. Not that, oh my God, I am going back to the beginning, but I am now experiencing another season, right? Maybe it's another summer, but there's no two summers that you've ever lived on this planet that are the same, right? Maybe you feel like you're experiencing another spring, and there's no two springs that you've ever lived that have been exactly the same. There has been a purpose for every single one of those seasons. And when you can sit in the awareness and, good God, the gratitude of what the purpose has been, I promise you it is going to give you the confidence and the courage to start over, which in my opinion is not really a starting over. It's a rebirthing, and it's a starting again. It's a starting again. And so the recommendation that I would make for you, my beautiful friend, who is again straddling this old worn out marriage and the possibility that your heart really wants in what could be a more beautiful and romantic and intimate love, is that I would invite you to sit down and to go into a sacred ceremony, a ritual, do whatever feels best for you. For me, I actually get out a piece of paper and I sit outside in nature and I write down all of the things that I am grateful for from that last season that I just experienced in that relationship, right? What are the parts, even the parts that were hard, and dare I say, especially the parts that were hard, that has made you who you are right now. And if it wasn't for that thing or that person, you would not have garnered the strength that you have to be here now. You would not be as flexible. You would not be as loving. You would not be as passionate. And I get sometimes passion looks like anger. It looks like rage. It even looks like resentment. But anger and rage are just the other side of the coin that says passion. And so when we can look at the passionate side and say, God, I need to be driven not by my rage and my resentment, but I want to be driven by my passion, means that I can actually embrace the starting over because I realize what really matters to me. So start to make a list. Start to create a ritual and a ceremony. And I dare you, I double dare you to sit in deep gratitude for everything that has come before you. And in that, we can start to create a sense of closure. And the closure is exactly what you need to be able to take that next step. All right? Okay. So the next point, the next thing for you to look at and to consider when you are on the brink of starting over is to notice what's happening in your mind and to ask yourself, what am I focusing on? Because in my opinion, there's only two places that you can be focusing on. And one is all of that chitter chatter from the, what did one of my clients once called it? The itty bitty titty committee. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about this out loud here right now, but it is that little shitty committee. Uh-oh, it's not titty committee. I can't believe I just said that on my podcast. It's the shitty committee. It's not the itty bitty titty committee. Oh my good God. Okay, well, I hope that gave you a good laugh. It's the itty bitty shitty committee. And when we're listening to the itty bitty shitty committee, is that what we are focusing on is that it's this whole statement that starting over is going backwards, right? Is that it's falling backwards. Just when you thought that you were 2 steps ahead or 10 steps ahead, here now you're having to do this dance of suffering and, you know, those, I don't know. Did anybody else have to learn square dancing when they were in elementary school? That was one of the most awful dances that has ever been invented, in my opinion. And that's not a dance that I really like to do. So when I think about doing the starting over dance and I'm sitting listening to my, as you heard it before, the itty bitty shitty committee, to me, it feels like this painful square dance. But it doesn't have to feel that way. Why doesn't it have to feel that way? Because we can always shift our perspective. We have another opportunity. And the other opportunity is the other committee that sits in our head. And it's the committee of all of our, for me, I call it my spirit guides, my soul guides, my wisdom keepers, my high self that must be laughing at me an awful lot and just patiently waiting, you know, for girl, wake up. What is it that you're really doing here? And they're always there for me when I wake up. They're like, oh, great, you joined the party. Here now, here is your lesson. And so when I listen to that part that is happening somewhere inside of my head, what I start to hear there is a whole bunch of clapping and cheering, saying, girlfriend, you now get a second chance. This for you, and I'm speaking this to you, to all of you, but specifically to my sweet friend who is worried about being single after 30 years of marriage, is that you now get a second chance at love. You get a second chance at divine love, at romantic love, at intimate love, a love that you didn't even know that maybe you even wanted or you didn't even know what was possible when you first got married 30 years ago. But the reason that you want it so badly right now is because you've seen it modeled to you. Right? Maybe you've read more romance novels. I don't know. But the you that is seeking and searching intimate partnership now at 55 years old is vastly different from the you who was 25 years old and entering into that marriage. Maybe at that point in time, you wanted safety and security. And maybe that's exactly what you got. Maybe that's why the two of you are still such good friends. But now your deeper desires have begun to wake up. You are in an initiation, and it's the initiation within you that is looking for a much higher and more spiritual experience. And you now, what a gift, you're being offered the gift of a second chance. Maybe for some of you, this is a third chance or an 18th chance or a 64th chance. We get as many chances as we want. And if you're like me and you believe in reincarnation, you've probably already had a million chances and you'll have a million more. And so starting over is nothing for us to fear. It's nothing for us to even start to think about that, oh my God, this is me going backwards. No, this is me getting that beautiful chance to experience something fresh and new. And as I always say, something even better. Okay, so something even better. And so this can be in your relationships. This can be in the work that you do in the world. Maybe this is a new home and you're tired and sick of your home, but you've been born and bred to believe that, no, you know, you got to stay where you're at. Don't ever move. That's a lot of work. Well, you never know what new things might unfold when we get to have the opportunity for a second chance and an all new perspective. Third, here's the thing, you guys, starting over, trying things that are new. This is all about willingly surrendering to brand new beginnings. And it does one thing for us. And it's the most important thing that we've come here to experience as spiritual beings having a human experience. We've all come here to experience progress and evolution. You cannot evolve if you don't try anything new. You cannot progress if you stay stuck. So we have to put ourselves in the line of uncertainty. And we absolutely must be willing to do this. And in my opinion, there's only one way to do it. And it's to embrace courage. Now, courage doesn't say, I'm going to wait for feeling ready. I'm going to wait until I feel comfortable to do this. Courage says that despite feeling afraid, despite feeling maybe confused, despite feeling unclear, that I'm going to do it anyway. Do not ever forget for a second where the word courage comes from. And it has its roots in the French language of le coeur. And le coeur is the word for our heart. And so when we are being courageous, ultimately we are being courageous of heart. And so something that I learned from one of my teachers years and years ago is that when you are struggling with making a choice, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Is you will never, ever go wrong if you put your hand on your heart when you ask that question. Might not always be the easiest answer that you hear, but it's always going to be the most truthful answer that is not only for your highest benefit, but it is also for the benefit of everybody else that is going to be affected by that choice. Okay? Hand on the heart, embrace courage, and just go for it. And then the fourth and the final point that I want to share with all of you with respect to starting over, and listen very carefully, it's that what you do as a human being is determined completely by avoiding pain and trying to experience pleasure. You cannot be content staying stuck somewhere that isn't fulfilling simply because you want to avoid the possible pain and then, of course, this discomfort of starting over. So we can be so, and I'll use the word lightly, content. We can feel so content. We're like, well, you know, this isn't fulfilling. This isn't happy, but could be worse, right? Could be better, could be worse. And we stay stuck there. And what ends up happening? We die with a whole room full of regrets. Regrets that we didn't go for it. Regrets that we didn't ever truly live. Regrets that we didn't ever take chances. And regrets that we didn't ever really get to experience what love is, which is exactly why we've come here, to evolve, to be closer and closer to the experience of absolute divine love. But the interesting thing, and this is why I call this podcast Waking Up Human, is that you've not only come to experience what true fulfilling divine love is as a spiritual being, but you've come to experience it as a human being. And by simply being human, it means that we must experience discomfort and pain, lack and limitation, fear and scarcity on our path towards freedom and love. It is just a natural part of it. And so the way that I always perceive starting over and the pain that is associated with that are simply the growing pains of moving from what at one time in my life felt comfortable and fulfilling to now realizing that it has now served its purpose and it's time to shed that skin and to take off those clothes and to break free of that building, to move out and away from that relationship or that relationship as it currently is, and to be able to experience something even better. And that's what starting over offers all of us, is the opportunity for something even better. But if we don't take that chance, if we don't allow ourselves to risk whatever it is that we might need to leave behind, is that you'll never experience what you really want to experience. And that I can promise you now. So to my sweet friend who wrote this letter in, my wish for you is simple. I wish you courage. I wish you love. And I wish you something even better. And for all of you who are listening, whatever it is in your own life that you're sitting on the brink of something new, but you are scared shitless to take that leap, I invite you to leap. Seek your support. Who's cheering you on? And it might be the physical people around you that are there, but it also might be your beautiful committee, spiritual guides, the great teachers, maybe even those that you've loved on this side of the veil who have taken their last breath and transitioned. They're cheering you on. And if you can't find anybody in the ethers or anybody around you who is here giving you the "you can do it," then just know that I'm doing that. I know that you can do this, and I know that you're going to experience something even better than what you believed possible. And so I'm sending you so much love and extra courage as you take that leap. Namaste. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Waking Up Human podcast. If you're looking for additional resources, anything from education on mindfulness, meditation, and just simply how to stress less, to engaging in a community, one where you can show up and be seen and heard and even get the insights from other people, as we all know that feeling like we belong and that we are connected is our one and only primary human need, then I have the place for you. You can join my membership community known as The Practice. And to find out more about this beautiful, supportive community that is filled with tools, resources, and all of the support that you need to lead a mentally strong and healthy life, then go to visit www.mandytrapp.com and learn all about The Practice there. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and to send this podcast to somebody else who you think could benefit from it. Take care.